You're listening to KBSX 91.5. I'm Samantha Wright. This morning, the Education Committees of Idaho's House and Senate held a listening session. For 2.5 hours, members of the public shared their thoughts on Idaho schools. Our education reporter Adam Cotterell was there. Now he joins us in the studio to tell us about it. Adam, welcome.
Samantha.
What stands out from the testimony this morning?
I was surprised by one thing. By far, the topic lawmakers heard the most about was equitable funding for charter schools. A couple of charter schools packed the Capitol Auditorium with parents and students. In fact, so many people spoke about Boise's Sage International School that some other people started their testimonies by saying, "I'm not a Sage parent."
So what were charter school parents and students concerned about?
I'll let one Sage parent, Caroline Robinson, sum it up for the rest.
Why would the state not equally fund a public charter school as they do a traditional public school? This lack of equal funds deprives our children of the full benefits they deserve.
The problem with this argument is that the state does give charter schools and traditional public schools the same amount per student. But traditional school districts have other ways to raise money that charters don't, like passing levies. So wealthy districts like Boise do have more money per student. But there are a lot of traditional school districts in the state that are in the same boat as the charter schools, but they can't afford to raise additional money. There is one area where charters are at a disadvantage. That's funding facilities. A member of the House Ed Committee tells me they expect to see a bill to help charters pay for buildings soon. But again, there are traditional districts that would say they don't have enough for facilities either.
Well, people talked about charter funding. Did anyone talk about funding in general for schools?
There were some calls for increased funding. Boise resident Steve Birch urged lawmakers to eliminate or lower some of the state's many sales tax exemptions that go to businesses to generate more money for education.
Education should not be seen as a cost to be minimized, but an investment to be maximized. I respectfully request that when you consider how you fund education, please be thorough and look at both the numerator and the denominator.
By numerator and denominator, Birch was referring to the parts of an equation. He said lawmakers have only looked at one side of the equation, spending cuts, and not the other, raising revenues.
Any other big themes from this morning's listening session?
A lot of people urged lawmakers to reject the bills that the Idaho School Boards Association has introduced. They would bring back parts of the Students Come First laws that voters repealed in November. One of those bills puts a deadline on contract negotiations, so if school boards and local unions don't reach an agreement by that date, school board trustees set the contract terms. A Boise lawyer, Betty Richards, said that amounts to rigging the negotiation in favor of trustees.
Under this legislation, trustees are in a heads, I win, tails, you lose position.
There were also a few people who testified in favor of those bills or bringing back other parts of Students Come First.
Okay, Adam, one more thing that stood out to you from the Legislative Education Listening Session.
There weren't many teachers there, presumably because they were busy teaching Idaho students. But one driver's ed instructor said the key to student achievement was attaching real-world consequences. He brought a bill he had written that would require students to maintain a respectable GPA before they could take driver's ed.
Thanks, Adam.
You're welcome.
You're listening to All Things Considered.